And on this Memorial Day, let's reflect on the meaning of the holiday. Carmela Lasbada is a longtime advocate for veterans. Back in 1996, she talked with a group of kids visiting Washington, D.C.
And I said, you know, Memorial Day is next Monday. And I said, do you know what the meaning of Memorial Day is, what it's all about? And they all looked at each other, and in unison they said, oh, that's the day the swimming pool's open.
Lasbada was worried adults were also losing sight of the day's true purpose, to honor those killed while serving in the armed forces. So she asked Congress to establish a national moment of remembrance, which it ultimately did. The idea is to stop whatever you are doing for a quiet moment of reflection at 3 p.m. local time.
As we come to the 3 o'clock hour, all the fans are to their feet. All of the flags have been lowered to half-mast.
NASCAR has its drivers pull over mid-race. Major League Baseball pauses its games, and Amtrak trains blow their whistles. For many, it's a more private moment.
I am Howard Rittenbaugh, a national coordinator for Bugles Across America.
His organization sends buglers to play taps for free at military funerals.
I make sure that prior to 3 p.m., I am on the highest spot in Riverview Cemetery, up above Huntingdon, Pennsylvania. And I stand there and I wait for the church bells to finish pealing the hour at 3. I sound taps, I salute, and I walk away.
He says he usually performs this ritual alone, but one year he noticed a couple watching him.
The lady said, it's a shame there aren't more people to hear that. And I said, well, I really don't do it for the people that might be able to stand here to hear this. I do it for these, and I kind of wave my arm out across, indicating the hundreds of flag-adorned grave markers that were surrounding us.
That's Howard Rittenbaugh, one of many who will be marking the National Moment of Remembrance this Memorial Day at 3 o'clock this afternoon, wherever you are.